USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks are again in free fall for a seventh consecutive day because of concerns about the coronavirus and what the outbreak will mean to the global economy. A floor broker from Quattro Securities, Peter Tuchman, says investors never like uncertainty. And when it comes to this virus...
Right now, this has happened fast and furious, and there's way more unknowns than there are knowns.
Top Republican in the U.S. House, Kevin McCarthy, though, says he's confident that Wall Street stocks will rebound soon enough.
Once we get a complete handle, the country sees that, the market will come back.
The U.S. House will be voting shortly on a bill aimed at curbing tobacco use among teens, including vaping and vape juice, which contains nicotine and is considered a tobacco product. The bill would ban all flavored tobacco in vape juice, including menthol. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
We're learning more about the man who fatally shot five co-workers before killing himself at a Milwaukee brewery on Wednesday. Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the shooter, 51-year-old Anthony Farrell, had worked as an electrician for the Molson Coors Brewery for 17 years, but believed he was being discriminated against because he was African-American. Yesterday at a news conference, Mayor Tom Barrett and others would not speculate whether that was in fact his motive. The CEO of Molson Coors said of the five people killed...
They were husbands, they were fathers, and they were friends. They were part of the fabric of our company.
South Carolina's Democratic primary is tomorrow, and tonight in North Charleston, President Trump will hold a rally, as he's often done before Democratic primaries, to take attention away from his Democratic rivals. Entertainment mogul Tyler Perry is paying a pathologist to conduct a second autopsy on his nephew to see if he really killed himself after he was found dead this week in a Louisiana prison cell. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Forecasters say a blizzard could dump 4 feet of snow on upstate New York today. The National Weather Service is predicting a huge amount of what's actually lake-effect snow, which is caused by freezing air blowing over the warm water of the Great Lakes. And that's going to be accompanied by 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and often some whiteout conditions. They say about 4 feet of snow could pile up on the Tug Hill Plateau just north of Syracuse by tonight, so blizzard warnings are in effect throughout the region for this afternoon and evening. They say snowfall rates during that blizzard could top 5 inches every hour. Green Day and BTS are canceling performances in Asia because of that deadly coronavirus outbreak. Green Day postponing its upcoming March tour of Asia that was supposed to have stops in Thailand, Hong Kong, Singapore, and South Korea. The band does plan to reschedule, though. Meanwhile, K-pop powerhouse BTS canceled 4 upcoming shows in the South Korean capital of Seoul. And the Federal Communications Commission is hoping to slap $200 million fines on 4 major mobile phone carriers. The FCC accuses AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile of improperly disclosing user location data in violation of federal law. A website flaw apparently allowed those locations to be tracked by third-party firms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.